Topic 1. Technique 14, using and or creating terms and categories that are true by definition. Technique 14, using and or creating terms and categories that are true by definition is a very useful communication strategy for the writer. This technique involves using statements and words that do not require any supporting evidence, because they are true by definition. The definition can be from the dictionary, or other published source, such as a technical or scientific textbook. However, Technique 14 is most useful when you are defining or redefining in a precise way, a term, a phrase, a concept, a category, an object, a group, a subgroup, a set, a subset, a system, a subsystem, a sequence of events, a series of steps, a behavior pattern, a situation, a problem, or any phenomena, or entity. Note, the above paragraph is based on the assumption that you are the writer. The process of defining or redefining can be done in just about any type of writing project, such as an article, a report, a series of documents, a book, or for one or more scientific studies. The defining or redefining can involve a few words, several sentences, or one or more paragraphs. Subtopic, very important note when you are defining or redefining. When you are defining or redefining terms, categories, concepts, or anything else, you should indicate that you are doing so in the definition. There are two ways that I typically indicate that I define or redefine a term. As can be seen from the examples in the next subtopic, I frequently use the phrase, based on the way I am using the terminology. Another alternative is, for this article I am defining XYZ as follows. There are many other ways that the above can be phrased. However, the important idea is that your phrasing clearly indicates that you defined or redefined a term, category, concept, or other entity. If you do not indicate your unique definitions or material you redefined, you may confuse the readers. They might be futilely searching dictionaries in the internet for a specialized term that you created. If you redefine a term, in your own way, they may assume that you are incorrect if they look up the word. However, if your definition is not significantly different from the conventional definition, or the definition in the dictionary, it may be unnecessary to indicate that you wrote the definition. Subtopic, examples involving Technique 14, using and or creating terms, and categories that are true by definition. I use Technique 14 extensively in this e-book. Presented below there are some examples. Example 1, definition of language, based on the way I am using the terminology in this e-book, a language is a technique of communicating in writing and or in an audio format, using words or symbols that have meaning that others can comprehend. This includes the symbols and expressions used in mathematics, chemistry, physics, and engineering. Example 2, a definition of documenting, based on the way I am using the terminology, documenting means making one or more statements in a recorded format, involving written and or spoken language. The recording can be on a sound file, video, web page, or any other format. In the case of writing, the recording can be on paper, as well as on any electronic or photographic format. Example 3, expanded definition of truth value, statements that are perfectly true, have a value of 1-1, and statements that are absolutely false have a value of 0-0. With this expanded definition, statements may also have truth values greater than 0, but less than 1. This expanded definition of truth value is potentially useful because statements that relate to complex systems or real-life situations are often partly true, partly false, not always true, not always false, conditionally true, or conditionally false. Topic 2. Technique 14, the utility of defining categories. Defining categories can be a very useful strategy for the writer. This is especially useful when you are describing a set or group of entities in terms of properties and/or behavior patterns. If your description might not fit every entity in the set or group, define a category based on your description. That is, the entities that have the properties and/or behavior patterns in your description are placed in the category. As a result, Your description might not apply to every entity in the set or group, but it is true by definition. This concept will be clarified with the description in the following paragraph. For an example, let us assume you are writing an article about problems that involve pit bulls and you believe that these dogs are large, vicious, and dangerous. Your assumption might not apply to all pit bulls, and your readers might assume you are prejudiced. However, if you define the category of pit bulls that are large, vicious, and dangerous, you eliminate uncertainty. The category might not apply to all pit bulls, but it represents the dogs you are writing about in your article. However, this category can be improved further by eliminating the term pit bulls. With this improvement, the category, and the focus of the article, is on large, vicious, and dangerous dogs. Subtopic: Defining Categories, Technique 14, apply to a hypothetical study of a high-crime neighborhood. The concept of defining a set, group, or system is useful when studying and or writing about the specific behavior patterns of animals or people. For example, if you are studying a neighborhood with a very high crime rate, you can place the people who live, work, or frequently visit the neighborhood in four categories, based on the nature of their criminal behavior. This can involve the following definitions. Individuals that do not violate the law to any significant degree. This category can be defined as non-criminals. Individuals that take illegal drugs on a regular basis. Individuals in this category might commit other crimes to support their drug habit, such as robbery or selling illegal drugs. The people in this category can simply be defined as drug addicts. Individuals that commit crimes solely for financial gain, such as drug pusher, that are not drug addicts or bank robbers. Many of the individuals in this category might not live in the neighborhood, but they visit it when they carried out criminal acts. This category can be defined as financially focused criminals or simply financial criminals. Individuals that commit violent crimes, which may or may not be for financial gain. People in this category might fit the descriptions in the two previous categories, but their violence necessitates a separate category. Individuals in this can simply be defined as violent criminals. After the categories have been defined, studies can be carried out to obtain details about each category, which might have practical applications in reducing the crime rate. However, the initial studies might indicate that some or all of the categories that were defined are irrelevant or inadequate. In such a case, the categories might have to be redefined or replaced with new categories. Topic 3. When to, and when not to, define or redefine. Defining or redefining terms, categories, concepts, or systems in some cases may not be acceptable to instructors. In such a case, you should use standard definitions from reliable sources, such as from the textbooks used in the course, or from the dictionary. Another alternative is to talk to the instructor to see what he or she considers acceptable for the course. For personal essays, most instructors would probably accept your definitions, if they are properly presented in the essay. This can involve an essay based on your personal definition of friendship, love, success, failure, wealth, poverty, etc. When the terminology that you are using is likely to be obvious to the readers, it is unnecessary and or awkward to provide a formal definition. If you can clearly imply the meaning of a term, a concept, a category, or other entity in your sentence structure, it may be unnecessary to provide the definition. When this cannot be done, or when the risk of misinterpretation of terminology by the readers is unacceptable, a formal detailed definition is appropriate and necessary. This is especially the case with legal documents and technical material that involves safety. Additional and supporting information for Topic 2, from web-based articles. Definition 2, defining key terms. Research or proposal writing definition of terms, Jaime Cabrera. How to write an extended definition. Written assignments defining your terms. Defining your terms to win the war of words. Writing better university essays defining key terms. Definition essay. Rhetorical functions in academic writing, In academic writing, it is often necessary to define your terms. Using word definitions in formal essays, incorporation and citation by Robbie Glenn. Definition essay. What is a definition essay? How to write a dictionary definition. Writing a definition essay. Additional and supporting information for Topic 2, from web-based videos. YouTube search pages, definition essay. YouTube search pages, writing and defining your terms. Definition essay, Avery Ward. Eng 352 Technical Writing, 12, Definition Rules. Operational Definition, by Josh Knapp. Extended Definitions, How to Write a Definition Essay in APA Style, by David Taylor. If you want to go to Chapter 17 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.